We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, the NBA is in some tough situations right now. No play means no money, and that could be problems for a lot of NBA players. CJ McCollum of the Portland Trail Blazers, you may have heard of them. He went on The Boardroom with Jay Williams. What is The Boardroom?
The Boardroom
podcast.
It's Kevin Durant's and agents show. Kevin Durant and Rich Kleiman's show.
Oh, is it a live show? I thought it was a podcast. Is it a live show?
Oh, it's definitely not a live show. Oh. I think they might. It's a produced show. I think it.
But it's through ESPN, correct? Or is it just on the side?
No, I think it airs on ESPN.
Okay, yeah, that's all right. All right, okay.
Okay. That answers that question. That is what The Boardroom is,
CJ,
guys.
CJ looking very quarantine-y.
All right, well, okay. He or Ray Allen. Which one looks worse? Ray Allen.
Ray Allen threw out the hairline challenge, which I appreciate. I would participate if I was a big enough celebrity, but...
No, you can do it. I think it'd be good. Grow your hair out.
I haven't been challenged yet. Someone's got to challenge me that I know that's at that level, so I
at what level? Why can't it be just an average Joe?
It can't be an average Joe. You have to have a bad hairline to challenge another bad hairline person.
I wonder what LeBron's going to look like when this is all done.
You can't, with your luscious locks, can't challenge me to a hairline challenge.
He has a cul-de-sac going on up top there, old Ray does.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not throwing shade.
But here's the thing. Ray Allen isn't a guy that, like, when LeBron comes out of this, it'll be interesting to see what his up top's looking like.
Well, he's already got it fixed.
Whoa, Nelly. But Ray Allen, we're used to seeing him with a shaved head. Why isn't he just shaving his head?
Because he challenged. It's just this quarantine.
All right. But yes, CJ's looking rough too, though.
A little rough.
You know, I appreciate it. I hope all of them come back looking like they just rolled off the streets. You know,
rolled out of 1974.
Like, I hope you have what's his name? The guy from the Nets, the shooting guy from Wenatchee. What's his name?
Who?
Won 3-point contest. I hope he's got a big old burly beard coming out of it.
Joe Harris?
Yeah. Joe Harris. I hope Joe Harris has a big old burly beard. I hope Myers Leonard has got hippie hair. He's going Ashton Kutcher look going on.
I think his wife will trim it for him.
And that's true. I hope they all just kind of look like normal people. You know, everybody in the NBA's got their haircuts weekly.
Stars, they're just like us.
They're just like us. No makeup, and they don't have their barbers.
The no makeup challenge is the equivalent to the NBA guys not getting their haircut weekly.
True. I think it's more the ladies. The stress is the color. It's like, oh, I can't get my color.
The
roots are starting to come out. We do know that
not our wives, of course.
No.
No way.
No.
Not ours.
Not at all.
Nope. But I've heard...
The roots.
I've heard from other people that's an issue.
I've heard... Heard it. That's what they're saying.
Definitely not.
Deep down in the
Definitely
roots.
Not our wives. Okay, but anyway, CJ was on The Boardroom, and he dropped quite the soundbite on people. And I want to know from you, Cameron Cleland... NFL veteran, former professional athlete.
That's bad.
Cameron Cleveland.
Way too many syllables.
How does this happen?
I would say there's some guys in the league that are hurting right now because there could be obviously the work stoppage is in place, but there could be a pay stoppage. We're on pace to lose about, 23.5% of income off this season, and then we probably lost $1 billion, maybe even more, depending on if we're able to restart a season, which will affect the collective bargaining agreement in the BRI next season. So I think a lot of guys are going to be hurting, especially people on minimums or people that didn't just budget correctly. They didn't expect this to happen. Maybe they loaned money or gave money to family. Maybe they're taking care of multiple people. And now there's a work stoppage for us and for a lot of people in America. So I would say out of 450 players, 150, probably living paycheck to paycheck.
Whoa, okay. 150.
$150.
Living paycheck to paycheck. Now,
okay.
One thing is BRI is basketball-related income. That's mm-hmm. what the players get their piece of the pie out of.
BRI.
BRI. Some people may have been confused by that question. How is this thing? Because I think a lot of people look at it and go, okay, league minimum in the NBA is over $500,000.
The exact amount for 0 years of experience. Here, I will give you the details. So in 2019, 0 years. So a rookie contract. Mm-hmm. Not even a rookie contract. Just a free agent, 0 years experience, $898,000.
Dear God.
1 year. 1 year in the NBA, $1.4 million, 2, $1.6, 3, $1.67, 4, okay. $1.7, 3, 5, $1.8, 6, and I'll go to 10 years, 2.0, 7, 2.17, 8, 2.3, 9, 2.3, and then 10 years plus is $2.5 million salary. Now, this is minimum salary.
So you're saying in that, every single player in the NBA, mm-hmm. except for an undrafted rookie,
correct,
is a millionaire.
You don't have when your taxes and your agents are all done. Yeah, on paper, $1.4 million is technically you're a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Everybody except for undrafted rookies makes over $1 million.
Now,
in the
what
NBA.
Would you do with $898,000 if you were given that for your salary?
What would I do with it?
If you're a rookie in the NBA, if you're just a free agent, what do you think you would do with it? Just let's play the game of you being a 20.
If we're being honest.
Let's
and
be
being,
hypothetical and let's be realistic with this and hypothetical at the same time. Is that possible? Mm-hmm. But we're going to do that. You're a really good player. You're a senior. You just left. You're 21, 22 years old. You just get into the NBA. You're around millionaires. Mm-hmm. Guys, Damian Lillard making $29 million a year. You're making $898. You get into the league, what are you doing with your money?
Well, you're spending a lot of it. You're buying a house for yourself. You're buying a house for your mom.
You're renting something.
One of the nicest places
in
the area.
You got to buy some travel gear, too. Got to buy some clothes. Some shoes.
You're doing that. You're buying a new car for yourself. You're buying a new car for your parents.
Mm-hmm. Got to take care
of
your boys.
All of those things. Money goes pretty quickly, but there's still, like, even when you go through these numbers, I think that I hope every single person in the NBA is going to their agent and they're saying, even at 20 years old as a rookie, going, all right, what do I do with the rest of it? You know, what do I do with my finances? Because look, there's people in their 30s, their 40s that, I mean, they're not experts on this. You find somebody and hopefully your agent is steering you in the direction of, hey, this is how you should manage your money not how you should manage your money, but you should find somebody to manage your money and help you with your finances.
In 2019/20 NBA season, the average salary has come out to $6.9 million, so we'll round it up $7 million. The median salary is $3 million, $2.95 million as a median salary, with the lowest being $898 as a veteran minimum as just a rookie minimum. That, coming from CJ saying a third of the league is broke, is that the reality and the discrepancy is that if you gave a same 22-year-old that's fresh out of college and gave him a good-paying job in today's market, which was, I would say, a good-paying job out of college, is anything over 50 grand. That I would be like, wow. Can you imagine coming out of college and making a job over 50?
It would have been nice.
It would have been really nice. And what would you be doing? Going out with your boys, buying something new, doing all the same thing. It's exactly the same. Just extrapolate that with some really big purchases. The realities are, and I saw it in my time. I've told this story about multiple times. Richie Incognito is a rookie. In 2005, I was with him in the locker room. Okay, he was drafted in the fifth round. He came in, he's a train wreck. He's a hot mess. And he knows, and everybody knows it, a train wreck, a hot mess. What's the first thing he did with his salary? Well, he got a signing bonus. I think it was, if I remember correctly, his signing bonus was somewhere around $240,000, $50,000. We can probably look it up. First thing he did is he bought a 760, was it BMW?
Sure.
Yeah, that's like 150 grand.
It's
pretty expensive. I think it was a V12 760. I'm not a BMW expert, but expensive vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He put 22 televisions in it. He put one in the gas cap.
That's a lot of TVs.
Excessive?
Yes.
One in the gas cap, guys. Do you need a television in the gas cap? He thought he did.
Well, Oregonians definitely don't, unless you want to have the person want to entertain pumping it. Your gas okay. for you.
And then proceeded to purchase 2 5-carat diamond earrings, one for each ear.
Well, of course. You got to have balance.
That's a 6'5", 320, 30, whatever, down dude walking around with steak. And wore them at practice, wore them around.
Yep.
Really. So his entire signing bonus was gone with 2 purchases. So, different, probably. But that was kind of the norm. Saving money was not really what guys thought of. Because you think in the moment, you're very impulsive and you're young. And not a lot of kids, when I say they're adults, sorry, are smart with money when they're younger. It's very rare.
But, I mean, you sit there and you go, there are so many. And this just goes to show you, like, there's a lot of people on the text line that say, you know, these are idiots. You know, like, this text says, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. How are these guys that make $1 million a year doing this? I don't feel bad for them at all. Real people have lost jobs.
Yeah.
And for some reason we're talking about the millionaires. Well, this is, yeah, absolutely. A lot of people have. And I think this is like the tough part for everybody to wrap their head around is when CJ McCollum comes out, he's like, guys, you're living paycheck to paycheck. He did a good job. He did say, you know, like, hey, there's Americans that are stopping and they're losing their jobs.
It's not playing well.
It's hard for other people to fathom this. But I think all of us that are out there know of the person who was overspending and they didn't have any money at all. Like, they were making $30,000 a year, and they were still spending like they were making $100,000 a year. And that's probably like a third of people's friends that they have, right? Like, there's probably, you know, one out of every three of us have a friend like that. And that is what CJ is saying there. And when he just puts it in terms of, like, look, there's a lot of guys that make league minimum that are trying to spend and keep up like they're getting paid like LeBron, like they're getting paid like Dame.
It's not just...
And it's not true.
Of course, they're not making that kind of money, but it is completely true is you live outside your means. And when you see guys, and I've seen, even during that time, you had your car, you had your daily car, and then we called like Lawyer Malloy, Ty Law, Willie McGinnis, and the guys, they had their game day car. Their game day car was the car they drove to the game and parked outside, which was your Ferrari, your Lamborghinis, and your Mercedes G's. That was their game day car. And all of us, and I was like, my game day car was my 2001 Chevy Silverado. That was my game day car, but that was my daily car. Some others, and I fell into traps with that too. I mean, those are part of, you're getting into this league. You want to be, hey, this is cool. You don't think of it like it's ever going to stop. And plus, I don't know how the NBA, and I think they stagger. I don't know if they go 2 checks per month, but the NFL is 8 game checks. Okay, so that, and I know with the new collective bargaining agreement, they're going to space that out now so guys don't just burn through it so much.
60% of NBA players go broke within 5 years of leaving the league. 78% of former NFL players experience financial distress after 2 years.
Massive.
Of retirement.
And I bet those numbers
CNBC
are probably along the same lines as lottery winners or trust fund kids or anything that have that. Trust funds probably don't run out, but those that just don't understand what it's like to have money and how hard it is to get it.
An interesting one, and I appreciate you putting it out there and how this kind of happens. And one thing we never even mentioned is taxes too. I mean, taxes,
I wrote the biggest,
a lot of guys don't realize when they get that first paycheck, when they get their first check, is how much is going to come out tax-wise.
I have no problem telling what everybody, I don't have anything to hide. When I got my signing bonus when I was a rookie, 1998, my signing bonus was, and you can look it up. I think you can. I think it's public knowledge. I don't really care.
It's about to be.
Yeah, it's about public. $745,000. Is what my rookie, what my signing, I was the 40th pick overall. When I saw that tax, I kind of had a clue, but a little bit. This is during the Bill Clinton era. So that was a very high tax bracket. And I was the single male, not married, no deductions, nothing. And when I saw that check, I went $740,000. I couldn't believe it. And then I saw what they took out. I'm still blown away by it. And this is a kid coming from Siege of Woolley, man. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up with nothing. I mean, I didn't live bad, but I didn't have any extras. I grew up in a 1,200 square foot house. I mean, the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no concept. Zero. 740,000. They took half of it. Gone. I'm like, these guys are thieves.
No, that's taxes, man.
Couldn't believe it.
55305, fan text on. NFL is moving on with business as usual, including the release of their all-decade team. Which quarterback deserves the snub label? We'll talk about that, plus the local guys making the list. After Buck with SportsCenter.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.